the rest of the story. From that first sock to the jaw on her honeymoon, Dorothy realized what lay in store for her, but she was very young, and her hopes rivaled her fears. Maybe her husband Leslie would change, she lied to herself. The fact was, she had married a brute. Their first Christmas, Leslie angrily excluded Dorothy's parents. She would spend Christmas Day alone in the dark, in the depressing basement apartment in Omaha where they lived. And Leslie's fury continued over the days and the weeks to come. He shouted vile insults. He destroyed in fits of rage the little furniture they had. And then, considering her circumstances, the worst happened to Dorothy. She discovered she was pregnant. She gave birth in the summer to a baby boy. Still, and despite her weakened condition, after a difficult delivery, Dorothy absorbed relentless abuse from her husband. And one day he threatened to shoot her. Terrified, Dorothy sent a telegram to her father beseeching him to rescue her and her newborn infant. But by the time he arrived, the doctor was there proclaiming that Dorothy was too ill to be moved from the premises, too sick even to be taken to a hospital. A full-time nurse would remain to look after her, though, and thus reassured, Dorothy's father went home. And yet, no sooner was he gone than Leslie ordered the nurse to leave and resumed railing at his wife. Well, the nurse stood her ground. So finally, exploding with nameless wrath and frustration, as Dorothy lay helpless in bed with her baby, Leslie came at them both, brandishing a butcher knife. The nurse summoned police, who arrived before either mother or child was harmed. The officers temporarily subdued Leslie, but refused to intervene otherwise. By the time Dorothy's father returned to take his daughter away, Leslie had procured a court order preventing her parents from seeing her. Desperate now, still quite ill, Dorothy conspired with the steadfast nurse to flee when Leslie was not there. And they left without even packing, and before nightfall, reunited with her parents across the state line in Council Bluffs, Iowa, Dorothy and her 16-day-old infant were safe at last. Naturally, pathetically, her abusing husband charged her with desertion. But Dorothy recovered her health to battle him in court and to win her divorce, eventually to meet and marry the kind man who would love her and her son until death did them part. It sounds so logical, and yet so often it's not done. Just run. Just run. And if it's difficult now, it was even more so when Dorothy just ran after 11 months of nightmare marriage in July of 1913. But because she did run, she lived, as surely she would not have otherwise. And something more, her boy grew up calling a good man dad. A good, affectionate, even-tempered, courteous, considerate example. A shining role model for that boy born in torment, who, if he had survived the wrath of abusive Leslie King, might himself have learned to be a brute, and yet who instead became the gentleman 38th president of the United States, Gerald Ford. Now you know the rest of the story.